If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You solemnly swear the evidence you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Welcome to Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I.
Come on, Johnny, you might as well talk. Who robbed that payroll truck?
I've read the case files, have you?
This sure gives an airtight alibi.
Crime Time is heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Check out podcasts of our shows or listen live at biztalkradio.com. And now, your host of Crime Time, Vito Colucci, P.I.
Good evening to all our listeners out there. If it's Sunday night, you know, it's got to be Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I. Big shout out to everybody that listens weekly, and thank you for the emails and all the comments. A lot of comments that you find the show very, very interesting, and I appreciate that very much, because that's the whole key when you're doing a radio show. TV shows, of course, you want to make them interesting, but it's even more so on radio, where you don't have the visual part, so you got to keep that really good. And we've had some really great guests. I have a couple that are regulars on, as well as a lot of people that have never been on the show, and we try to keep it interesting all the time. Shout out for everybody that's still buying my book, Rogue Town, as we're working on Rogue Town 2. Hey, you know, folks, if you haven't bought that book yet, Rogue Town, if you like true crime with a big emphasis on organized crime, you would like Rogue Town. True story. It's a very true story of a city under the stranglehold of organized crime, the corrupt officials who betrayed the public trust, and the cop, that would be me, who wore a wire to help bring them down. We've had, the book has been a really good seller, and just a lot of good things said about the book. And the foreword is by Pulitzer Prize winner, Anthony Dolan, whose 75 to 80 newspaper articles was the basis, or part of the basis, for this book. And he won a Pulitzer on the same story that you would read. So check it out. See if you like it. And you'll like Rogue Town 2 even better if you do. So, interesting show tonight. We are one of the few stations that's really following quite a bit the Aaron Hernandez saga, the top tight end for New England Patriots that is up on murder charges right now. And we have the premier, one of the premier investigative reporters around. He's from Detroit. He's had tremendous, he's been host of his own true crime show and a writer. And he's been doing this for over 17 years. Well, everything, sports anchor, investigative reporter. He's won two national awards. And we want to welcome again. He's a regular that you folks really like, and you keep asking me when he's going to be back on. So dissecting the Aaron Hernandez case, we welcome again Joe Cochran. Joe, thank you for being on the show.
Glad to be back. Always means one good thing. When I'm on this show, I'm talking about crime with you, and I'm not in any trouble. And number two is, anybody who hasn't read your book, I don't need to prop this book up. Vito doesn't put me up to this. It's great. They should make a movie of it, and I'll tell you, part two is going to be great. It's all the real deal. You will not sit it down, and you'll sit on the edge of your seat while you're reading it. It's an awesome book. But it's always great to be back reporting on Crime Time. I love it, Vito.
Well, thank you, Joe. I feel like I got to give you like $8 or something for that commentary. Jesus.
The check is in the mail, right?
Okay, that's right. Well, you know, folks, here's what we're going to do with this Aaron Hernandez case as it's going to the finish line, What we're going to do today is we're going to recap, not recap so much. We want to do a lot of the new things that the prosecution has laid out. And they've closed. They're done with their part of the case. And then, of course, what we'll do on the next episode, we will. There should be a verdict by then. We will dissect the defense attorney, the defense strategy that they've done on this case, their witnesses, everything else that's involved, and see if Aaron Hernandez takes the stand. I doubt it, but we shall see. So that's what we got for the next 2 weeks, starting tonight, of course. So, Joe, a lot of major stuff happened now since you've been on talking about the show. The owner of the Patriots, a whole bunch of things going on here. Why don't you give the listeners across the country that maybe are not up to date on the remainder of the prosecution's attempts?
Okay, Vito. When we started this coverage, you asked me how long the case would be. I said 10 to 12 weeks. Now, remember, we had two blizzards, two major snowstorms, and a bomb threat at the Boston court, at the courthouse there. And that's put it back a little bit. But we're still right spot on, 10 to 12 weeks. Here we are. They started January 9th, you know, so just about a three-month period there. They did close out the their side of the case, which went for a couple months. I don't think the prosecution's going to have much of a defense list. Bob Kraft did testify. They have brought in some great circumstantial evidence, which you and I both know sometimes isn't enough, but the prosecution has worked this jury well, and the defense has not been able to poke too many holes in their circumstantial evidence, and Hernandez cannot take the stand. If he does, I will be flabbergasted. He has no alibi. That alibi was destroyed and shot down by Robert Kraft in his examination. When Robert Kraft left the stand, Aaron Hernandez, pardon the pun, stared at him like he could kill until he left the courtroom. I don't know if he expected Robert Kraft to lie, not tell the truth, but Kraft told it. He answered the questions. They were very short, and the prosecution had very little cross-examination. Matter of fact, I've written on this story as far as what the prosecution has done. We'll get a little bit more into that. But everything we talked about on here, Vito, you and I together, that is exactly what the prosecution did. DNA and some other circumstantial evidence, and they brought it all out. And the Robert Kraft trial, I thought that was the most compelling. Twitter went crazy after Kraft was done. This has been very damaging, and I don't know where the defense goes. I think they're going to have a very short rebuttal.
Really? Well, you know, I was reading some of the commentary about Kraft after he testified, like the next day and the day after that. And another part of his story was that, you know, he wanted to talk to Aaron Hernandez since he had heard all this stuff months and months ago. And I think it kind of ended, if I read it right, with Kraft or Hernandez giving him a kiss as he left there. And I like what Kraft said. He said, anybody that plays on his team is a part of that family. And, you know, he's concerned and always looking out for them, but also bringing down the hammer when there's time to do that. So, all the commentary was he seemed out of place on the witness stand. This is Kraft, of course, multi-billionaire or millionaire, whatever you want to say. And but that's a place, you know, folks, I've been on the witness stand. I can't even tell you how many times in my police/private detective career. And most people in their life do maybe one time on the witness stand, and that's it, which is plenty for anybody. So, I mean, he held his composure, Kraft, and he said what he had to do. And, he seemed very honest and likable, right, Joe?
Very likable. You could tell he was kind of uncomfortable. We're looking at a man, like you just said, has got to be worth billions because the Patriots alone are worth well over $1 billion, and we know the NFL is a billion-dollar industry. He doesn't want to send anybody down or, you know, be damaging to anybody, but he had to tell the truth here. This is a man who's not going to risk his integrity and, of course, probably really loved Hernandez from what he knew about Hernandez or any of his players. Like you said, family. These guys don't have a very long career. It can be shortened by injury. And so Kraft handled himself well, and he tried to even maybe lessen the damage he was doing, and the prosecution had to say, can you please have him strike? Can that be stricken from the record? Because he tried to say, add on to the alibis is what Kraft shot down of Hernandez, and the judge made that, to strike that from the record, and the jury would, act like they didn't hear that. Obviously, they had already heard it. He tried to say nice things, but the prosecution wanted to answer questions about where he said he was at the time, which was really hurt Hernandez, because Hernandez said he was at a nightclub at that time of it. For the time of murder had not been released yet, so he has no alibi, and it looked really horrible for Aaron Hernandez. Kraft tried to send him some love, but it didn't work out for him, and I think Aaron Hernandez was really disappointed.
In the short time we have, Joe, on this segment, we'll probably come back. I want to ask you a little bit about this. This is taking place in Fall River, Mass., right?
Fall River, okay. Correct.
Yeah, I've been through that town once or twice, and we'll talk, I guess, when we come back a little bit about how it wind up there, rather than someplace else. We'll talk a little bit about that, and this should be interesting because, the public needs to understand how this works with courthouses on cases. A lot of times they're moved for a lot of reasons. This is a very, very high-profile case, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Joe Cochran.
Because you had a bad day, you take one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie, you work at a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day, your camel don't lie, you're coming back down and you really don't mind. You had a bad day, you had a bad day.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's lonely out tonight, and the feeling just got right for a brand new love song. Somebody done somebody wrong. Song.
That is true.
Hey,
B.J. Thomas got it right back then. Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song. Our special guest, Joe Cochran, is going to talk to us a little bit about the fiancé that testified against Aaron Hernandez. All stuff like that. And, you know, Joe is... I'll just give a little more of Joe Cochran's background. He's written investigative articles on sports recruiting scandals. You know, he's done many, many different articles, okay? And, Joe, I was talking to you on the break. This case is, the trial's taking place in Fall River, Massachusetts. I've been there. A fairly small city, if I'm right. But explain to the listeners how this happens a lot of times, where a case is taken from one major city and put into another city for the trial.
Well, my understanding of it is, and you're probably more of an expert, at least in that part of the field, I would say, obviously a lot more in law. I think that they wanted to keep it in the Boston, Massachusetts area. Obviously, this is, you know, the area where these murders were committed. But yet, they were not going to let this thing be moved to Florida or to some neutral site somewhere. So I think they came up with this. Not only that, let's all remember, and Vito, if you remember correctly, and I'll toot both our horns in it, we agreed that this trial would be 3 months long. We also agreed that this would probably stay in the area, and we also agreed with the Boston bombing case, which is also going to wind down. It was probably better to move this site because that's in Boston, and to have so much going on in one town, and these cases are going on simultaneously. As a matter of fact, the Boston bomber may be convicted before the Hernandez case is finally heard. But I think moving it, you know, the defense wanted a change of venue. They weren't going to get that, so they move it there. The prosecution had to love it because they have a great prosecutor there who was just elected mayor of the city, and he said this is going to define him. So I think that the judge was trying to be fair but wasn't going to give everything to the Hernandez team, and she kept it in Massachusetts just outside of Boston.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit now about Aaron Hernandez's fiancé that the prosecution put on the stand. Obviously, it must have went where they had some charges or something that they were going to levy on her if she didn't testify. Let the listeners know how that went. Did she seem a little reluctant up there, or did she point the finger and very boldly state the stuff she said? I think it was probably the former rather than the latter on that, but let us know.
I think she did a great job of dancing around it and without really incriminating Hernandez, but yet trying to save her own skin. You remember, she had lied before, and they made her an offer if, mm-hmm. you know, for her to testify. that they would not go with try to get her, for, you know, lying to a police during a police investigation. So she did testify. I thought she came across as semi-believable, and there was no doubt she was trying to cover herself as far as not look like she's covering up anything from Hernandez. She was asked about him getting a hold of her and asking her to remove anything from the house, which you may have read about or heard about, and maybe some of the listeners have. She removed a box, and it had some weight to it, but she said it also had a very funny odor to it, smell, which she was trying to say maybe was drugs or marijuana, which was we'll get to a little bit later. She said that she took that out in a bag, did not look to see what was in the contents, and put it in the garbage, and, of course, nobody would know where that was sent out. But I do believe they saw her on videotape taking things out of his house, including this bag of trash. So I think her testimony didn't help Hernandez, probably didn't hurt him a lot. Her name is Jenkins, and she's been given this immunity to testify. And right. It's Shania Jenkins, by the way. And it's really not clear if she incriminated Hernandez one way or the other, but it looks very suspicious. And from what I heard was going on in and out of the courtroom, he was texting her, and she had left the courtroom, and we think that even then she went back to the house to try to maybe get rid of any evidence. But he was communicating with her throughout, and we feel by text message during the court, which I was very surprised. Maybe it just wasn't seen that they would allow that in a courtroom. You know how tight a courtroom can be as far as security, phones, and what have you.
Yeah, now, the other day that there was quite a big list of people that actually testified, right, for the prosecution?
Yes, they had a lot of great witnesses testify. Of course, we talked about Bob Kraft, and I think Bob Kraft all but sealed his doom. And there were no other real high-profile names, but there were a lot of witnesses. There was, you know, some of the Lloyd family, the young man, unfortunately, who was murdered, who I understand now was shot like five times by Hernandez, and two of the bullets went into the heart. So there was a lot of emotional testimony. Lloyd's girlfriend, I think I mentioned to you when we were off the air before, that the judge even warned Lloyd's mother, please, I guess warning would be a harsh word. Judge Garsh, I think, has done a fabulous job, not to get too emotional and do not cry on the stand. But, yeah, I thought Bob Kraft, it was compelling. A lot of the networks broke in when Bob Kraft went there. And it was almost like when Furman went to the stand, or one of the major players in the O.J. Simpson case, where it was like there was a hush and a stop, and Twitter went crazy when these people went on the stand. Well, when Bob Kraft got on the stand, this was riveting testimony and very damaging to the Hernandez team. And there was very little in cross-examination.
Wow. Okay. Do you know anything about, you said the team of Hernandez there. You know anything about them? Are they a highly rated team?
Yeah, they've done a pretty good job, but I think Thomas Quinn, for the DA's office, would have been just very aggressive, very good. And I think the Hernandez team, which we've talked about in the past, has done a good job, especially trying to win arguments, what's in, what's out. Remember, there's two other homicides. That was out. They did a very good job. But I don't think they've done as good a job as poking a hole in the circumstantial evidence. I mean, they have destroyed any alibi. They've got the videotape of Hernandez, what looks to be a gun in his waistband. There's not been a lot the defense can do to defend Hernandez, although he has a team, and I gave them an A- at the beginning. I don't grade them too harshly since, because this evidence, even though circumstantial, is mounting, and they've got a tough mountain to climb. And from what I understand, they're only going to have one or two witnesses, and the jury could get this case very shortly.
Right, that's very interesting. Okay, in the last couple of seconds, let me remind the people, I've said this before, when I worked the Jason Williams case, the all-star basketball player for the New Jersey Nets, who was found not guilty on most of the big charges, the headline on the New York Post read, he didn't have the look of a cold-blooded killer. That was by the jury, said that. And so anything can happen. We're going to be right back with Joe Cochran and talk more about this case. Stand by.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Living on a prayer. A lot of people feel that's all that Aaron Hernandez has left for himself. But like I ended that last segment, jurors, it's very hard nowadays, and any good prosecutor, any good defense attorney would tell you the same thing. I've sat front row at many, many trials that I've been involved in, and you think you know which way they're going to go, and then all of a sudden there's a big surprise. And, you know, like I said, and I'll repeat it one more time before we go on, Jason Williams case, front page, New York Post, gigantic newspaper, the day after the verdict, the jury said he didn't have the look of a cold-blooded killer. Now, imagine that. They heard a lot. People asked me why I was on that case. Vito, Jason picked up the shotgun. He killed the driver. That's it, man. Nothing else. Tried to cover up the scene. It's easy. You know, so but, you know, this one may look the same way to the public. But like they say, stand by and be careful what side you pick, because you never can tell. Joe, now, the defense is going to jump in on this. We don't know how many. There's rumors out there that they're not going to put many people on the stand. But you do know of one that you know of. Tell the listeners who's that going to be and what's the reason.
Oh, you're right on the money there, Vito. I would imagine they'll spend less than a few days on this before we get the each final statement from each attorney. The defense is going to call, and this is really flimsy, and maybe you can even add, I can't draw the dots to this, where they're going to go with this. The defense is going to call Dr. David Greenblatt. He is a expert in PCP use, and we're all in the media trying to figure out why. The only thing we can think is they're going to try to paint a picture. There are two people, two accomplices charged in this murder. They're being tried separately, Ernest Wallace and Carlos Ortiz. They are going to be tried separately. They were with Hernandez. They are friends with Hernandez. They are going to try to say on the use of PCP that these, you know, how crazy you can get, the things you can do, actually pulled the trigger and killed Lloyd. Maybe one getting him there and the other one shooting him. I think this is very flimsy. I think this is a roll of the dice, but I think it's all the defense has. I applaud them for this opportunity, but they're going to bring in this doctor. And, you know, he's a pretty straight guy. He's very respected in his field, David Greenblatt, and he's going to testify. They're going to try to sell this to the jury. I don't know how easy this is going to be. You know, there's two other murders here, Abreu and Furtado, who were also murdered, that has not been able to be brought into this case, which Judge Garsh ruled out as far as any evidence in that case. Are they going to try to also say that he did that? It's still a very fine line because they can't bring in the other two murders. So they're going to try to say that these two gentlemen that were with Hernandez actually killed Lloyd, and Hernandez had nothing to do with it. I don't know how they paint this. And from what I understand, maybe another witness, but this is going to be the very short witness and their list. And what they're going to try to do is say that, well, you know what? We don't have to prove it necessary. And you know how that is. You can read my column on linedrivetv.com, by the way. You know this. Who's the burden fall on? The prosecution. I think the defense is going to say, hey, look, we poked holes in the prosecution's case and all their evidence. It's not up to us. And Hernandez will not take the stand. So they're going to be really, I think, saying, hey, look, you just heard flimsy innocent. And you heard flimsy evidence. Try our guy on that. We're going to show you a doctor here that's going to point the finger at these other two guys that they were on PCP, and that's where these murders were committed. And Hernandez is completely innocent and didn't even see it happen.
Well, so in other words, these other guys that were with Hernandez could wind up be a blessing in disguise for him on this case, Joe. I was listening to the reasoning about the doctor. That can go many different ways. I don't know. I mean, he's talking about PCP. I don't think he's going to go to root of trying to say that his client, so to speak, Hernandez, was on PCP. You need to understand, blah, blah, blah. I don't think he's going to try that because they're trying for an acquittal on this. So
absolutely. No, he's going to say the other two gentlemen were on
PCP. Right, yeah, yeah. That's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. We're not going to let a lot into the people, the listeners, until our next show as to how these things played out and the whole bit. But that's very interesting on this case, long case. Now, you know, folks, what every defense attorney, I've been in the cars going to the courthouse on high-profile cases, and the lawyer, whoever I've been with, driving over to the courthouse, defense attorney, has always said to me, Vito, give me one. Give me two of the jurors that are not buying this whole thing. Okay, this took a long time, 10, 12 weeks. Obviously, they would do it again if there's a hung jury. That's no doubt in my mind. This isn't a case where they're just going to give it up. But, you know, folks, you can never tell. I've learned that. I've been about police work or PI work since 1969, and I've seen a lot of things. So I've learned to watch it. Obviously, if there was a bet in line on it, the line would be that Hernandez would be found guilty. But a lot of people bet the underdogs out there, and they wind up winning a lot of money sometimes by doing that. But, you know, this kind of, Joe, it's a very interesting case, Joe. I mean, again, very good-looking, as of Jason Williams, very good-looking guy here in Aaron Hernandez. Football hero, so to speak, ever since he played ball with a very, very, very popular franchise team that just won the Super Bowl. So am I right, Joe? You've done a lot of investigative reporting over the years. You could see this. Even though the odds look bad for him, you could still see something might work out here, right?
Absolutely. You know, and it's very hard to argue with you because of your great credentials, Vito. I'll tell you, it's going to be interesting. I'm reading body language, whatever you want to call it, into the prosecution. They're not going to offer Wallace Ortiz any kind of deal to roll over on Hernandez. They must feel very confident about that. They're not going to give the other two defense. They've made no offer to them to roll over. But you're right. If they can find that one juror, and three jurors have been excused already during this trial by Judge Garsh. So I think she's been very aware. She's been very knowledgeable what's going on. But you make some great points. But you know, if I'm sitting on that jury, I'm thinking, gee, doesn't want to call one Hernandez relative, cannot call a New England Patriot, doesn't call a Florida University, doesn't call Tim Tebow. They have nobody for that's. I think this is a big roll of the dice, especially with the mounting circumstantial evidence. I would never bet my house on it that there's going to be a conviction, because what you said is right. You sat in the front row. You got a great handle on this stuff, Vito. This is why I love working with you on Crime Time, because you do have a great handle on this. But I would be very surprised, and I'll tell you what, this prosecutor has said this is going to define his career. He's just been elected mayor. He says this case will define his career. I think if he thought he needed to make any plea offers or needed to bring on any other Patriots, such as Wes Walker, you mentioned, Tom Brady,
he would have done so. I don't think he thinks it's a slam dunk, but I think he's resting a little more comfortably now than he was, say, when you and I spoke a couple weeks ago.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. Got to see how this plays out. These high-profile cases are always very interesting just for the amount of things that go on in it. And but, you know, it's going to be good now, defense-wise, to try to see what they're doing. Are they going to throw up their hands after one witness they're going to put on and say, I don't think we need any more. I don't think they can get a conviction. But we'll have to.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting point you make. Because does the defense feel, hey, listen, there's no gun, no murder weapon, and we feel that they've only painted this guy as a bad guy, and here he is, a great guy, and Bob Kraft did say some great things about him. Do they feel maybe they can roll the dice? You make an excellent point on that. But I will go to my 3 points that I wrote in my article, and I've talked about you on your show. I said 3 things would happen, and I know you can verify. We can go back and pass shows. DNA and forensic evidence. They found it on the marijuana cigarette up for Floyd and Hernandez. Part two, didn't we talk about the pings off the cell phone towers?
Right.
They brought that into evidence, and they've got all that cell phone. They connected Lloyd's phone with Hernandez's phone going off at roughly the same time off the same tower. And the testimony of Patriot owner Robert Kraft. And all three of those, in that order, have happened.
Well, we're going to a hard break, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back with investigative reporter from Detroit, Joe Cochran. Stand by.
Don't stop.
Paid less for a Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away.
Your words have never been said.
I know a man.
Paul Simon said many years ago, and listening to that, slip sliding away. Near you get to destination, something like that. The more it keeps sliding away. That may be happening to Aaron Hernandez right now, especially as this case has been going on. I think he had a lot of enthusiasm at the beginning. I don't know if he has that enthusiasm. It all may be sliding away. We will see in the next couple of days. Joe, we got a lot to cover this segment. First of all, give me your verdict on this.
Well, I like that slip sliding away. It reminds me of another Paul Simon song, Still Crazy After All These Years. Hernandez is hoping somebody... that there's going to be some kind of crazy ending, and he's got somebody on that jury that's going to be that one juror that the great Vito Colucci says could be out there. And I agree with you. It's always possible. But you know what? If I had to roll the dice, if you came to me and said, Joe, I need something on this outside a hung jury or a retrial, I got to think that he's going to be convicted on the evidence I saw. And I think Bob Kraft sealed the deal. And he didn't go out to seal the deal, but he did. I think the prosecution feels that this is a huge case in their career, and I think that they've done enough to put Hernandez away. We'll see what this doctor has to say. Is there any more surprise witnesses? And if not, if they go to the jury with this, I can't see the jury, neither can you, Vito. I would say they're going to get a conviction, but there is all, don't say anything to slam dunk 100%. But if you ask me right now to bet my credentials and what I've been able to do and find out for you on this show is I think he's going to be convicted.
Well, we shall see, my friend.
And I'm not an anti-Hernandez person by no manner, you know.
Right, right. Tell the listeners now how they can find you online, email, your blog, your writings and papers and all over the place. Tell them how they can hear you, contact you, whatever.
Well, I want to thank the viewers for making this show what it is and, you know, enjoying what I'm bringing here. I really appreciate it. I hope you are. When I started first talking to Beatles some 3 years ago, I had opened up a website called LineDriveTV.com. We are now at 2 million hits in the last 18 months or so. You can get me at www.LineDriveTV.com. Read all my investigative stories, which I did write about the Skakel case. I did a DNA, which you're very familiar with, and he did get out of prison. You can go to LineDriveTV.com. You can see our sports videos that we've done, all the investigative stories, and some of the fluff stories we've written, and you can read about the Hernandez case there. www.LineDriveTV.com. You can also find me, Joe Cochran, at Joe M. Cochran on Twitter. Most of my tweets start out with Joe on the go, hashtag Joe on the go. Please follow me and let me hear from you. I'm hearing from a lot of you. And, of course, you can Facebook me at Joe Cochran.
Well, yeah, that's very interesting. Before we run out of time, a couple comments on two seasons, two sports things that are going on right now. I think very soon, am I correct, Joe Cochran, that the Detroit Red Wings will be playing video games while they're watching the playoffs? Am I correct on that?
Unless they can somehow hang on to the 7th or 8th seed, they still control their own destiny, but they're not playing well. I think some way, like last year, they'll sneak in as a 7th or 8th seed, but they may get bounced in the first round. So, yeah, hold the video games off maybe to the end of April, but it's looking very slim. This will be the first time in over 25 years if they don't make it, or 25 years since the Red Wings have made it, and no Pistons or Red Wings in the playoffs. And there's a big thing that goes on in Detroit. It says, the D in April in Detroit. We may only have the Detroit Tigers playing in April. We hope the Wings hang on to that last playoff spot. They still have a chance, Vito.
Okay, now let me ask you this quick. I know we'll be running out of time here. But the Red Wings play in what arena, and are they getting crowds with the financial state of Michigan right now?
Sold out almost every night. And if you see empty seats, it's because the seats were bought and people either went to the gambling, you know, to the casinos or what have you. Sold out almost 19,000 plus. They're having a new arena that they just broke ground, should be ready for the 2017-18 season. I've actually been to the site, and they're just breaking ground on it. But they are sold out. Detroit is called Hockey Town, which is a little surprising only because Montreal has won 20 Stanley Cups plus. Detroit is Hockey Town. This place just goes bananas for hockey. I know it's not big nationwide hockey as it is here, but in Detroit, you bleed Red Wings. They love this hockey team. They are sold out night in and night out. It is a monster moneymaker, and the Wings have had Gordie Howe, so many great players in the Hall of Fame. They've retired a ton of numbers, and when they build that new hockey arena, believe me, there won't be an empty seat in the house, and they're going to have some beautiful suites there. But, yes, they play at the Joe Louis Arena. There's a big fist out there from Joe Louis, and that's where they have played now the last several decades.
Wow, okay. Another question for you. We're in baseball season now. We're in the first week or so of baseball season. Detroit Tigers, they going to repeat? Everybody wants to know.
As far as repeating for this division, I still think they have the inside track. But the Royals went to the World Series, and they have a lights-out bullpen. I think Chicago made some great upgrades, and the Tigers lost some people. They lost Scherzer to the Nationals, which I think is probably a World Series contender. And now, just recently, Justin Verlander looks like maybe headed to the disabled list. I think there's shoulder problems. I think it may be worse than what they think. But maybe he bounces back and doesn't have to have the Tommy John surgery. So they've lost Verlander, at least for the first part of the first month of the season. That's a good possibility. They've lost Scherzer. They let Torrey Hunter go, who was getting up in age. This is now this division becomes very competitive. Don't be surprised if you see the White Sox make a step up. But I think Kansas City and Chicago and Detroit are going to be in a battle for this division. And Cleveland's right there as well for the top spot. Minnesota will be in the bottom. And that's who the Tigers open up the season with. But I think this, for the first time in years, that this division, the Tigers are not the prohibitive favorite. But they're still a very good ball club and have the best player in the league, Miguel Cabrera, hitting there.
Well, in our short couple of seconds left, see, ladies and gentlemen, I told you about the investigative reporting talent of this man. Doesn't matter if it's baseball, crime cases, whatever it may be. In the weeks to come, he's going to be talking about the corruptness of the Bocce League, where Sicily is playing Napoli. He's heard that one of the people on the Sicily team is bringing their own balls to the match for the championship. But we no time for that now, as we're running out of time here. We will discuss that at a later date. But send him. Send him the things you want to know. He's the answer man.
We'll do the investigation. So, Joe, I mean, we're running out of time over here right now. We only have a few seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for listening tonight. Let's see what happens on this case, folks. It's going to be done with. Our next report will be giving all the finishing touches on this. So until we meet again, folks, next Sunday night, good night and God bless.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.